Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another broadcast on RBN. This is Late Night with Deanne, and we got a lot to talk about this week. A lot of things happened. For one, the incidents with the Browns being arrested. We also have some of the other crises that are going on in this country. All types of bank robberies. People going and snapping all types of ways all over. And I want to hear from you. Where the hell is it out there where you are, where you live? We need to talk because, again, we're in 2007 and 1 month, not even a month before the presidential election to come up. And you think these candidates are going to be able to clean up this mess? Or you think we're going to be in martial law in this country? Seems like they're trying a lot of racial incidents all over just to get somebody stirred up so that they can call in martial law. We have judicial crisis going on, unfairness in the media, unfairness in the courts, unfairness all across the land. No answers. Now, which one of these candidates are going to reign out as being our superhero? Or do we have anyone that's actually championing the cause for the United States? And the people, us people, people out there that have been working all their lives, had their families work all their lives, slaving to make this the best nation in the world. Individuals from every country came over here to make this a country different than any other country on the planet. And it took this administration to put it into a mess that we may never recover from. This is going to go down in the books. I mean, if there are books in the future, if there is written material, if there is any material for you to read. Because I think what they're going to do is not only dumb us down, but they're going to remove everything that they could to let anybody know of this time. They don't want anybody to know of this hardship and nightmare they've created, the genocide, the Nazism, the conspiracy against the people of the world. They want you to know in the history books. 20, 30 years from now, what do you think they will say? What are they going to teach our children about why this happened the way that it happened? Are they going to come out in these think tanks and these big books and things of history of mankind as being the most courageous people to put down the terrorism and conspiracies and making the economy grow for the nation? Or are they going to go out like Caesar in Rome or Caligula that just went crazy with power and greed and self-gratification? Is that what we're looking at? What are we looking at for the future? Our kids right now, they're acting haywire. They don't communicate with us. And we ask why they are dysfunctional. Why are they acting the way that they do? And then all day today, all week, I've been hearing these low, high frequency pitch sounds all over the place, every place I go. You know, again, the noise is there just enough to disturb your mind. We'll talk more when we come back. 800-313-9443. Your opinion. Call in. 800-313-9443. You're up on Deanne Burley Show.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back up, and it's late night with Deanne here on RBN, and callers 800-313-9443, and I'm calling up my co-host, John. John, are you there?
Hey, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing great today. It's another, like, 85-degree day here in central New York when it's supposed to be 64 degrees for an average high this time of year. And, you know, last week here I watched a tremendous amount of HAARP clouds going on, and then I actually watched them beam from the satellites. It's about a half-mile diameter beam. You can actually see it as if you're watching, like, the exhaust come out of a hot tractor-trailer truck where you can see the heat essence of the waves or cloudiness of it. You can actually see that as they were punching holes through the clouds. They punched a hole, and then they went and moved about a mile. They punched another hole, and then they moved about a mile. And the clouds had this, like, north-to-south zigzagginess to it, and as they punched the hole, that zigzagginess turned to 90 degrees, so they went east to west. And then all of a sudden, they did one that came in at an angle from way off to the west. It shot right across, and you could actually see it. So now what they were doing up there, I don't know, but it was very... It was easy to see. You could actually see, I want to say, a waviness as if there was a mirage going on in front of you. And, you know, it's something different. It's like that one tape I listened to on dentistry. It's in your face. They tell us bacteria are bad for our teeth, and yet we see the skulls of dinosaurs and ancient man. have their teeth and have their skull and their bones are there, and yet bacteria ate all their flesh away, and yet the teeth are still there. So is bacteria really bad for your teeth?
Well, the thing is, we got, you know, that issue with the health. But, you know, the thing I want to focus back in on, though, is what is going on here, you know, right now, here, now, here. We're in a quagmire throughout this country, and I want the people to come forth here and talk about how they view things, you know, from their aspect. Because, you know, again, like you were saying before, you got the health issue, you know, what is good, what is bad? We don't even know what good and bad anymore. We got medical doctors, and I read some of the stuff that some people have been sending to me in regards to what they're doing in hospitals across the way. And it's just a quagmire of who, what, and where, and how can you trust anyone today? We have a caller. We have Richard in Texas. Richard, are you there?
Oh, how are you tonight? I just wanted to say, you know, we're letting the most obvious people off the hook, and that is our clergy, our reverends, our preachers. They're just not being pressured into speaking up on 9/11. I mean, everybody goes to church. There's a lot of 9/11 truthers going to church. They're not putting any pressure on their preachers or reverends or whatever. So, you know, we could grow, we could expand overnight if we would force, just like they did in the Civil Rights Movement and all the other movements.
You know what? I'm going to say something here. You're the first caller that brought that up, and I'm glad you did because, you know, I'm African American, as you know, and I'm very disgusted, to be honest with you, because I know during the Civil Rights Movement, black ministers, they were there, they were marching.
Exactly.
And people were doing stuff, and they were right in your face when something happened. I mean, my dad was up there, and he was writing and putting stuff out, and everything was going on. But now in the community, the ministers...
And everybody lets them off the hook by saying, oh, well, they're captivated by the 501. Well, don't let them be captured by that. You know, I'll demand that they step up.
Well,
I'm with you.
Well, the thing is, you know, Richard, on this, too... you know, I was looking at a situation, a bunch of them got together, Catholic and, you know, ministers and others, and they said, okay, we need to ban the bullet. Got to get rid of the bullet because bullet's going to kill kids and people on the street. But it's not the bullet and it's not the gun, it's the person. And
exactly.
The thing is that you may be in your house, and the person may break in with a gun, and it could be illegal as all heck. And you have you might have had a legal weapon, but you can't have nothing because the government is telling you you can't have anything to protect yourself. Now, I grew up in a household full of guns. Okay, you know, I didn't pick up a gun and shoot anybody with it, and I was taught, you know, that they were dangerous, and I wasn't, you know, maybe it was different than most people, you know, I don't know, but, you know, the thing is that the ministers seem not to be in the picture of the things that are going on, and like I said, 9/11, where were the ministers in New York? Where were the people that we see out there that are supposed to be an influx of the black power movement that were there when the Reverend King was saying, you know, we got to overcome, and they sat there and watched the towers go down, and not one of them has questioned 9/11.
That's right.
Not one of them, Oklahoma City. Not one. You know how it was 40% black in Waco. Not one of them got up and said anything about the 40% children ratio
You mind if I blame the right people, though? Those who know about 9/11, me, you, and everybody else who knows about it, I speak out every time I get a chance. I drive for TxDOT. I tell them about the total. But it's the people now that are letting. We already know where the reverends stand and all the men of the cloth. But it's up to us to demand it because we know that they've been compromised just like all our political people, all our congressmen. So we just need to say we're getting out of your church and we're taking as many as we can with us because we know you've sold us out. So it's our fault at this point. I mean, we already know why they're not speaking out. They've made a decision. They sold out for the 30 pieces or whatever you want to call it. So it's up to us to demand. Hey, Jesse and all the rest of them, Sharpton, Farrakhan, we're leaving you because we know that you know and you're not saying anything. And they're the most powerful force on the planet, let's face it. Religion.
Richard, can I ask you a question? Can you stay online for a minute or you have to go?
I tell you what, let me go deliver this pizza and I can call right back.
Okay, do that, Richard. Thank you. Why don't you, I want to talk to you further about that. And we have another caller here. James in California, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, James, how are you?
Yeah, I just want to say, I know last week you talked about people outside of your house, like CIA agents wanting to kill you.
Okay, Richard, bye. Please disconnect. I don't have time for that. Thank you. I don't have time to waste with silliness. The conversation is the conversation we're putting on, and if you have something related to that, we'll talk. If it's something silly, forget about it. I don't want to go there. I'm not that type of talk show host, and I'm not playing this game with provocateurs and people coming on talking about things that are not relative to the subject matter that I'm bringing on. So that's the bottom line. So, John, you want to say something about that?
Well, the idea of what's going on, it's just like last week in the paper. We had four lanes of a highway in San Diego, California. Now, the picture that I could see in my paper, it didn't show a hillside, it didn't show a cliff, but it showed two lanes of a four-lane highway that actually flowed completely off of the highway, and it, to me, it looked like it was a 30-foot raised highway of gravel and highway construction materials, that area that was literally could flow sideways. And I've built a bridge that I used muck from a swamp area to build one side of the riser for a farm road that was 10 foot high, and that muck would not even flow that 2 feet that they said they had a mudslide. There was no hill, there was no cliff that it went over, that it disappeared to. All of a sudden, this road, four lanes of this road, just started moving sideways. And it was gravel material. It wasn't like, and they declare it's a mudslide. Now, to me, I'm looking at that, and it doesn't make sense. I've done material like that. I've done excavation. Now, maybe I'm not knowing of something in the characteristics of California, but to my understanding, when they have a mudslide, it's off the hill to where there's water, and they're saying this is a 30-foot rise that's capped with asphalt pavement to keep water from permeating it, and yet they said they had a mudslide that would travel it 2 foot sideways. It's impossible.
Well, the thing is, like, if you want to go into the road thing, and I'm going to talk about that, you know, for a minute here, but, you know, you think about the contracts that went out to these people that the set-asides that they had, you know, for the government for handling road contracts. And they had the same people getting road contracts in many states similar to Halliburton. And every, I was watching them out here, and every 2-3 months there's something wrong with the road, and big, huge amounts of money filter into them. And I would imagine, I'm alleging, and not saying that it's fact because I haven't checked into it, but, you know, knowing what I know, they would get these contracts, huge amounts of money, and backdoor paying back the people through when they have a government party. I mean, a party for a party, they would come back and give them a hefty amount of money, your money, my tax dollars or whatever, for them to run for reelection, these people. So they would get the contract again and again, and they'd get these huge amounts of money, a couple $1 million and stuff. And the contract material is not that good, because to me, if you put something in the road, it should be something durable enough to last, not to cause the condition you're talking about, or huge potholes like they have in Chicago, or situations where there's still a quagmire of a traffic jam up. But every year, you know, they get another huge contract, and you know, you go to the party. I mean, if you go to the party of the parties, and I mean Democrat, Republican, whatever, and you sit there and see these road guys there, and they're, you know, there and giving money to donations to the party, that should tell you something. So, you know, the thing is, they're laundering money from us. We complain about this situation, IRS taxes, but the bottom line is, if they're forcing us to pay these taxes, and IRS is taking the taxes from us, and we're being taxed for cigarettes, soda pop, chewing gum, food, and anything else you do, you know, you tax, then there should be accountability at the dollar at the door, or wherever that dollar ends up after the tax collector collects it. There's no accountability. They go and make these huge contracts, get that money, and pour it over to somebody, and then the roads fall apart, and you have these kind of situations and things. And yet, guess what? They have to go back to you to increase the taxes, pay for this damage. You think about it. Are you happy with that? I'm not. 800-313-9443. We'll talk when we come back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
It's Late Night with Deanne on RBN on Monday through Friday. I'm on Truth Radio. On Saturday, we have the Homeless Radio broadcast, which we're doing at 1 a.m. in the morning tonight. Moved up the time on Blog Talk Radio for the Homeless broadcast. John Healy on that broadcast. He's been having problems. He's homeless, and he does a broadcast out of Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, and he's done a wonderful job. He's got a makeshift amount of equipment that he's been using to film and get information from me from Arkansas, and I thank him very much. He helped me put together a guest on my show last week that was coming to Arkansas to talk about the homeless condition. I had Mr. Soups on my show. He was talking about the situation across the nation in homelessness and how the misnomer of people and what they are and how they ended up homeless and they need to be straightened out and changed. It's great to have him on board. Again, you know, I'm looking for other people that want to do journals across, that, you know, want to take a camera, to want to take a tape recorder and film and get information because, again, I'm trying to get up as much information from in the community that you live in, to have it broadcast because, again, the communities are the thing that makes the world go around. So if you are interested at all in helping and doing a broadcast in your area, by, you know, getting information or news reports or stories together, and you want to volunteer for doing that through my broadcast, please contact me. My number is 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. But John Healy is a first individual that happens to be homeless and be doing a radio broadcast from homelessness, and all he has is a cell phone, and he has a big computer he was carrying around with him with a camera on top, trying to film some of the things that are going on, and saying that he has a heart in him. He needs a laptop, by the way. Anybody can get a laptop out to him. He needs also housing out there in Little Rock. I can't help him. But if, you know, somebody could find in his heart to help him get to that level where he can get a place, I can set up other operations for him so he can have a full broadcast coming out of Little Rock, Arkansas, to get the report on the street. It's really what's going on with the homeless. So you understand, all this money we're talking about is coming in from your tax dollar. People don't want to talk about that. The money that the IRS picks up and gathers up from everybody across the nation in December, you know, at the end of the year, and you got to pay it before April 15th. Well, all that money is gathered up and is given out to the different departments of the government to run. Now, again, if the government is running and you call them up and they say they don't handle this and they don't handle that and hang up on you and all that stuff, every single dime of your money is going to that. Every single dime of your money is going to loopholes in the telephone system where you keep calling and hanging on lines for 10 to 15 minutes, 20 minutes. In one case, I was on the phone for 4 hours trying to call somebody. You're paying for that. You know how much money that costs the government to run those type of things? Instead of having clearly somebody there answering the phone and knows what is going on and can do their duty and their responsibility. So in other words, you're paying 85% of your tax dollars for things that are not worthwhile, that need to be gone. Now, I wouldn't, you know, again, the IRS is just a continent collection. I would be very mad, which I am, is the collectors give hand over to the government and you call them up and they have scraped every dime and penny out of your paycheck, my paycheck, and your wife's over the eons that we all have been working. And they turn around and tell you, we don't handle that. We don't have time for you. And then get huffy with you on the phone and hang up. I had one last week tell me some stuff about, well, I pay my own taxes for my salary. That was a stupid statement to make, in fact. Very stupid, I thought. And that for a well-educated individual, that was kind of dumb. But needless to say, if we are taxpayers and we're forced to do this deed that is people equate as being illegal, then I think we should be all over, not the collector, but the source that they give the money to. Hand it over to, because, again, they are our employees, not us. We are not their slaves. We are a part of a corporation, and they are public servants. They are public servants, and servants means you're in servitude to the public, not the public being in servitude to you. That's the whole problem that we're looking at in the United States. But further, let me go into another area, too, really quick, about situations of people calling in on the broadcast and making comments, as a gentleman from California did. Now, evidently, he is not knowledgeable of what's going on out here, of what's going on with patriots that are out here in the whistleblowing community. I did not make a statement last week. I will give a couple minutes to this because, see, I want you to understand what these folks are when they do this stuff. I've been watching patterns. When a person calls up on a broadcast, a lot of times there are people out there that listen to broadcasts, and you might be getting on a thread, getting on somebody's nerve. So what they do is they have someone call, and they call in to disrupt. Game. I used to know about that because I was inside the activist movement out in Chicago. We'll talk more when we come back from break. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back here, and we're on RBN. This is Deanne, and caller is 800-313-9443. We have Stephen on the line. Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm Stephen from Kansas.
Oh, hi, Stephen from Kansas. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
You know, the wind that was blowing, was that a blast?
Oh, you have to turn your... You have to turn your radio off. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No. Radio's still on.
Hold on. Give me one second, man. Now?
Yeah.
All right. I just want to ask a question. Was that the wind that was blowing, was that a blast of wind from Howard Stern's asshole?
I don't know what you're talking about. Bye. John?
Here.
You hear that one?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, exactly what I was telling you about. See, redirection of conversation. Again, you have people out there with these different organizations, Masonic orders, various other types of things out here. They've been out here for eons, and they have the same pattern of what they do. And they send people in after they have their little meetings and powwows, and they call up on talk shows. And if somebody's getting on somebody too hard, they come in and redirect the conversation with something that is either vile or has no premise to anything the person's talking about. because then it redirects your mind and gets you off the focus of the program. And then once you get off the focus of the program, then they got your attention and you move somewhere else. Again, with this stuff we're talking about, it's too important to deal with that. Because, see, if they can't figure out how to turn the radio off, there's a huge problem in that, a huge problem. So, anyway, I'm not even worrying about that. That's just what's out there. But there's a good thing I received. I'm not going to give these names, but this is some of the stuff that goes on. Recent letters confirmed the failure of staff physicians, blah, 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 and blah, 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 in cardiac, they're doctors that deal with hearts, and I don't want to say who they are, to diagnose severe diseases, get the inpatient charts ordered at a certain hospital in Chicago. The charts have all types of information on it of failure for diagnosis, failure for proper life support, and all the things that you need to keep yourself or your loved one alive, what's going on in this particular hospital. And forthcoming information is going to come out about it because they were overbilling Medicare. Now, the people that send me this, they happen to be a doctor and attorney. I have so much of this stuff that's going on out here. It is a nightmare. Medically, they have induced harm to people across the country through these privatized corporations that are connected right back to people in the government because, again, kickbacks and money are going back and forth, left and right. Now, why do I say this and why that and, you know, am I lying? Well, just check it out. I mean, in the paper, every single day, some things pop up in the newspaper, and we really don't look at it the way we should. Again, they said that they don't have money for the school, children health program. They're cutting back on that. They don't have the money to put more subsidies for health care for children. And like John was saying before, there's all kinds of other types of ways of getting people healthy. But they're not looking into that because what they're doing is they've got all these things on the market that give you all kinds of diseases and make you worse, and then you got this situation with doctors failure to diagnose, and people are dying. I mean, literally dying out there. And then the thing is that you can't go to anybody because this quagmire of connections going into all levels of this stuff. If you go to the lawyer. And, John, what do they tell you when you go to the lawyer and you ask him to help you with your case? What do they normally say?
Well, I've got, like, recordings to where the Department of Justice I'm quoting their statement saying, oh, if you have perjury, that's a distinct crime. That's criminal and they're civil, but they're both distinct crimes and that the Department of DA should handle that district attorney as a crime. And you just take it to them, and it's a done deal. There'll be action taken. Well, I have documented evidence. I mean, I have minutes of court. I have the reports that were withheld showing all this and everything else. And when it gets said and done, the district attorney holds the paperwork above my head and drops it to the floor going, yeah, we don't handle this.
And that's a comment. And out here is the same thing. You call up. I'm a former deputy clerk of the court. Okay, it was like three of us in one district. It was the one that, you know, they came to and asked what price they should hit for the traffic violation seatbelt law back when it first came out. Yeah, it came out of Cook County, babies. It came out of Cook County. Anyway, the thing is, I'm talking to this guy, okay? I had him on my TV show continuously talking about what they're supposed to do. Call him up, ask him, you know, hey, it was criminal fraud, counterfeiting. We don't handle that. I got 1,000 of them on my desk, and we don't handle that. Call the police. We don't handle that. Call the Treasury Department. We don't handle that. Treasury Department's supposed to look in that. Call the Secret Service. They're supposed to handle that. Didn't hear nothing back from them. Then somebody told me to go run around and see if I could find a grand jury anywhere. I don't know where they meet. Do you? That's how bad this is. But that's your dollar, my dollar, going out of this big quagmire, all this stuff with this IRS tax thing, and people are running around fighting the IRS. It ain't the IRS. It's the people at the end that grab the dollar at the end. That's where you need to go, because that's your money. That's your money, honey, and that money is coming into their pocket, and they are not providing no services. When I go to the police department and they tell me we don't handle that, I've been violated. When a person has a situation happen in the city of Chicago like this, here's a good story. This is out of the Sun-Times of Chicago. It states four cops arrested in corruption investigation. Charges include armed violence, home invasion, and kidnapping. Chicago, Chicago police officers are facing felony charges after prosecutors allege that they illegally used their badges to intimidate people and get into their residential homes. State's Attorney Dick Devine said the charges against the officers included armed violence, home invasion, aggravated kidnapping, and delivery of controlled substances, meaning drugs. And where are they doing it? In the South Side, in the black communities. And the thing was, the only way this came up, this was going on since 2002, folks. These folks in there were working the police department, working them badges, okay? They were working them badges in the Chicago police force, and then they were strong-arming people. And there was a situation where a guy owned a restaurant, and some people came in there, and they evidently might have been drug dealers or who knows, and these cops came in, beat the guy up, stole his drugs, stole his money, got the guy from his restaurant, sound like a Wild Wild West, grabbed the guy, took him to his home, and stole all his things out of his home and took his money, the guy that owned the restaurant. That's what we have going on in the police department. Then there was a little girl I saw on TV. She was grabbed. Nobody knows what happened. They sprayed mace at a very close distance to her face, had her in their arms, holding her tight, and abusing her on camera. It's like cops gone wild. Then they had another case, okay, where this woman was at the airport trying to get to a treatment center. Her husband allowed her to go because she was going through manic depression or who knows what. She started running because she missed her plane and she was getting confused because she had mental condition. They grabbed her. Next thing you didn't see her on camera anymore. She's handcuffed to something and then she drops dead. Now, I'll tell you about another case out here. There's a guy who's out here, an officer named Burgess, and he's been out here in Illinois, and he's been out here harassing and doing everything you can think of people all across Chicago, beating them up in police departments, intimidating them, forcing and coercing a testimony out of them, and forcing them to give forth information that isn't true. Many of those people ended up in lockup, and some of them on death row. Burgess. He went on sick lay. He went out with pay off a job because they decided in the police department they give you your pay while they're investigating. So he's been on disability, whatever you call it, from the police department with pay. And they're still investigating him. Now, I found out through a document was sent to some listeners that there was a payoff, okay? There was another person named in some suit in regards to three individuals that went to jail, and they shouldn't have. And they didn't want this individual's name to come out in the press, so he made a plea bargaining with two, three people that had been locked up for a number of years, and he paid two of them. The other one, they just reconvicted and gave 30 years in jail. 30 years in jail. All three of them were African Americans in 2007. Now, the thing that pisses me, it pisses me off, is the fact that this is 2007, and this stuff should have been settled back in 1962 when the Civil Rights Movement was going on, 63, back at the same thing. Because we've got these haters out here that are sitting out there creating hate that Bin Laden paid. That's where his money went. Didn't go to the World Trade Center directly. He didn't have that kind of money. That money out there, you're talking about maybe $3 trillion, like the same amount that was missing out of the Pentagon, put off that thing, pull it off over there in the World Trade Center. That wasn't a cheap event. Bin Laden only had a couple of $1 million, not enough to cover that kind of expense, to cover up all these people, have all these people all centered all over the place, pay for them, payroll them and everything. He didn't have that money. But what he had money for was he was paying people in France, the skinheads, and in Germany, and also here in the United States, the Ku Klux Klan and various other hate groups to go do things in operation of Oklahoma City and then the World Trade Center. That's well documented. If you look, that's what they do. That's the game. You look over here, you see this going on out there, and they get all active and get mad, and, oh, you know, this person got violated and stuff. And you get up there and react the way they want, and then, boom, you're going to have somebody in the White House for the rest of your life. John, you want to say something on that?
Well, he's just another form of the CIA. He actually had a title from the CIA, was getting CIA payroll. He was actually treated in a military hospital. When it gets said and done, they're just another function of another arm that's out there creating distress and terrorism to help build control. As Siska Wheeler states that, you know, they have a program for taking over the federal government. They have the program of Garden Plot for controlling the populations. They have the program of Splicer to have the federal government take over systematically the state and local governments, which I'm seeing in the papers this week as Elliot Spitzer is coming to local areas to, again, have the cities and the towns combine along with the state for more control from the federal government. And just in our region, and this touches everybody, we had over a 10% hike on our land taxes and school taxes this year, our school taxes right now. And again, that's federal money. And again, the school and like the towns live on a little over a dollar a gallon fuel costs. And while we're still paying $3 a gallon fuel costs, we haven't had any raises. And so now they're impinging upon every citizen, and I'm assuming this is going on across the country, to take more away that you have. You truck drivers, there's all sorts of free gas mileage, but you paid the bill with $2 a gallon. You've paid the bill for the roads. They don't need to be selling them and tariffing them. And, you know, what's your tariff at the end of the week for running some of these tariff roads, $1,000? It's just another avenue of stealing from you. Now, when you get rid of your tires, they got another tax for disposal of that tire, which was taken care of in the price of the tire before. They just keep adding on all these burdens, and yet your pay scale, if anything, has gone down because they're treating you like a farmer now. Instead of us milking 50 cows and raising our family and being able to pay for our farm and everything else, we've got to milk about 300 cows to just try to maybe scrape by maybe. But nobody else works that way as far as like in the government agencies or anything else. Everybody can have their 10% pay raise and yet live on equity of $1.20 fuel prices. And yet, oh, we don't have money enough for this, so now we got to add, we're going to sell our roads and we're going to charge you so many cents a mile to drive on that road, and we're giving it to the Spanish government or whoever else. So all these things just incur. It's just like your medical insurance. The medical insurance is just going up and up and up, and there's really no reason for it. In fact, as I'm finding more and more, you got the Royal Rife frequency mechanism. You have Slim Sperling has a mechanism that's very cheap and yet will pretty much control your health, and a lot of things are in your perimeter by frequency again. There's another unit that's out there now that is I was just exposed to yesterday. That will actually assimilate your body frequency. So, like, if there's a person that can see your aura, this mechanism creates the same light
as
the aura.
But, John, again, I want to keep focused on the situation that's going on right now. Because, see, again, you know, the mechanisms you're talking about, the health issues that you're talking about, the machines that you're talking about, nobody can get them, nobody can afford them, because the thing is, we're being shut down. That if we don't deal with the shutdown issue right now, the shutdown issue is the top issue right here because, again, you got police corruption out of whack all over the country, and we are paying for it, and that needs to be corrected right now. We have a situation that there is a plea coming out of New York in regards to what happened down there on the 27th when they had this big hidden meeting by the folks in the Supreme Court. They met to figure out who was going to watch these judges. themselves currently, and it's still going to be themselves. Hidden meeting. That's hidden. Wasn't in the public. That was supposed to be a public meeting to ask the public what's going on. They only had a total of, I think if I remember correctly, either 9 cases and 4,724 cases that we've referred to them, the Supreme Court, in regards to investigation for criminal malfeasance in law. Out of 4,724 cases, 9. That's it. 9 of them that they removed.
That's just a repeat of history. If you go back to the trials, the Nuremberg trials after World War II, there was how many convictions? What, 19? Out of the entire World War, they had 19 guys that were bad guys?
And it's the same thing with these judges. They're sitting there, and they sit there on themselves. And then, like I said, I'm a former deputy clerk. There were clerks that came up from the federal court that got into the news in Vanity Fair talking about what the federal judges were doing. It was in one paper, and then they didn't run it again. 800-313-9443. I want your opinion on that. Please call in.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back here, and we're on RBN, and we're talking here about the police brutality, various other issues. They're hitting and causing departmentalizing our communities all across the United States. And, you know, going back to being in the court system, again, as I said, Vanity Fair, and that was when the late Sherman Skolnick was still alive, it was a huge article, and he said, oh, my God, they're coming out. The Clerks are coming out. And finally, we're going to have another episode. Maybe it will bring another Grey Lord to clean up the courts. The Clerks came out, folks, and it was in Vanity Fair. And they came out and they said it was corruption and they were talking about what was going on. And then all of a sudden it shut down and disappeared in the middle of the night. They got sick of that. Because, see, they're human too. I was one. See, people getting violated and stuff. You got people out there, they're human. And it's not all judges are bad, and it's not all police officers are bad or sheriffs, because I had some friends that were sheriffs, and they were fine, but they also would complain about what was going on in the system, too, but they had to react based on what they were told by their higher-ups, or those they had clout in other areas, or they wouldn't have their job. There's police officers out there that risk their lives every day for people. Think about the ones that were in the World Trade Center. They risked their lives. They've tried to do the right thing. But then there were a lot of them out there that have been involved with the dope trade and been doing things and covering up and lying, and they're still on the street and they're still getting paid out of your tax dollar. And there's a lot of people that are working in these county and city and municipal jobs. They shouldn't be in there at all because they came in there under clout because somebody in a high position promised them a position because they brought votes to them. That's how the system works. You don't understand that. You're sitting there, and you're just hoping everything will be okay because you're giving your money, and everything you're giving, you know, out of your pocket is going for everything to work around you. So while it's working around you, you're supposed to be able to go skip to the little my darling down to your job and come out and be able to go and afford to go to a movie or go to a bar. You can't even go to a bar now. To go in a bar is totally crimination. As soon as you go in a bar, you're criminalized. If you come out in the parking lot, you got your car parked out there, the police are sitting there across the street waiting for you to get out there in the street. How many people out there know about that? The police are sitting there when you come out of the bar at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They're going to pull you over because they know that you're going to have a certain level in your bloodstream that's enough for them to give you a ticket and give you a DUI, which gives them a whole lot of money. Now, again, the thing I was complaining about is a DUI person can go and get a temporary license to get back to afford to work, but these other people that they have got trapped upon and trounded upon and stole their cars and crushed their vehicles, I was working in there when they were taking people's cars. They were taking your car and they were crushing them because you had fines. And if they had found fines on your car and you didn't pay them, they would crush it. Now they just take your car and they sell it. Now, where does all that money go? Where does all the money go for the whole tollway authority? Tollway authority used to charge you 20 cents, 30 cents to get on and off the ramps now. Now it's a dollar. If you miss one of those fines and they don't send you the notice or you miss them sending the notice and the machine ain't working and they take a picture of your plate, you're immediately criminalized in Illinois. And you got paid $120 or 40 cents. We'll be back. We'll talk more. At this break, 800-313-9443. Want to hear from you.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for